amalgamated with Ney Walton, Knockinelli, neighbouring club. So I would say we have a big panel this year. The first night we trained, we had 25.
And of course you have collected some silverware already.
We had a good run, we had a good start to the year. We won the Gaeltacht there, and it's a very, very tight game against Ardra and Lentis there on Maybank Holiday. And we had a good run then in the Division 2 Shield. We managed to pick up the wee Shield there about 6 weeks ago at home at our last Shield home game. So there's plenty of confidence in this week team. To say we haven't been beat this year. We drew one game. As a matter of fact, it's against Robert Emmett. So that's the game we're not going to get into lately. Just because we're going well, we know that they're capable of giving us a good tough game.
And of course, when we look at St. Aul's, we always think of Eilish Ward. But you have quite a lot of other young players have coming through and showing good at county underage level and at other underage teams.
Yeah, that's right. Like, Eilish has always been one of the big names for ladies football from this club. But this year now, there's a lot of talent stepping up. We've a girl who's just turned 16 there about 2 months ago. She's Niamh Boyle. She was playing midfield nearly all year, and she's 15 for the most of it, and playing very, very well. So it's good to see young girls coming through and maybe giving Eilish a bit of a break. You know, the years are getting on there in Pirelli Eilish, so she was glad of a bit of some of the younger ones to step up and pull her out whenever she starts to get tired or stuff like that. But no, Eilish is a massive player for us, in fairness. Like her, you know yourself what you like, Tom, for the county there and stuff. Yeah. We championship title as well.
And tell me about the campaign, the championship campaign.
Played Lentis. It was the best of two aggregate games. We beat Lentis by 4 points down there. We played well, dominated most of the game, but those shooting boots weren't worth us that day. So we just end up winning by 3 or 4 points and end up, I think we tallied something like 14, 15 wides altogether. But the second week then, we played them up in Charles and we managed to beat them convincingly now. It was tough first 20 minutes. I think we got a goal or two before half time. We kind of really swung it our way, and then second half, then we just kind of with that much of a gap, we just started shooting for points and just kept plugging away. But I think we ran out something like 15 or 16 points overall, and then we played Fulcara there 2 weeks ago down in Fulcara in the semi final, and just we had a great start. We got a goal in the first 20 seconds or 30 seconds, and we kind of pushed on from there, and we kind of had them pushed back for the first 20 minutes, and we had put up a big score before half time. So,
and tell me, how has preparations gone in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, very good. You know yourself, dealing with club or teams, whenever you get to a county final, the atmosphere is a bit more fun. Say, I trained them hard all year, in fairness. Like, they've done everything I wanted for them, or anything I asked them to do, them big sickening runs and stuff like that. But now, the last couple, two or three weeks, especially since we got over to Clonelly, the atmosphere has been brilliant.
Tell me, have you got everybody?
Our captain, Amy Chauvin, she's one of the Knockinelly girls. She got a bad injury there, actually, in the first game, or second game against Lenty. She'd done her ACL, but she'll be missing. And our sub goalkeeper, she got her tonsils out there last week, so she'll be out in general now. Everybody else should be there.